We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As I try to fend off the crazies today, who apparently want the Eagles to draft a wide receiver, a pass catcher.
Man, this is the passing league now, man.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the passing league.
Then why do we give $36 million to a running back?
Because we're going to throw the ball to him in the passing game. He's going to tote the rock, but he's going to be a factor in the pass. Like, Joe, he's going to be a factor in the passing game.
I just have a question. Sometimes I miss things, and you guys help me out. Did I miss the rule change in the NFL this year where they play with two footballs? Or are we still going to play with one?
No, they still play with one. Okay. But I tell you what, this is what's going to happen this year. Is what I thought was going to happen last year. You better make those receptions you get meaningful. You better get yak. Better be a part of your vocabulary. And I'm not talking about cognac. I'm talking about yards after the catch. You better when you catch that rock, you better do something with it.
Well, here's what they should do. Do something with it. They can all watch the defense play some damn good defense around here, and then they get the ball back on a short field and score like they did in 2022. I would be upset if take a receiver round one, a pass catcher. Hugh and Kyle want them to do it. All right, maybe we can actually throw in some ideas that would make sense. Like, you know, the Eagles trading up for a defensive player, maybe a star corner to put on the other side of Slay and get Bradbury the heck out of here. Daniel Jeremiah, an idea about a possible trade up for a corner. This would make some sense.
All right, I'm going to say that the Philadelphia Eagles, they're picking 22. I'm going to say it's a very small move up. Maybe it's to get ahead of the Jags. Jags are picking 17. I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles, as we sit and discuss today, they end up getting up to pick number 16, and they make that swap, and they get ahead of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they take Terrion Arnold, corner from Alabama.
See, now we got some reality sprinkled in here. How about Terrion Arnold from Alabama? Also, Tony Pauline, who's been on a lot of Eagles things over the years and obviously is plugged in somewhere with someone that works around here. He's the one that said Cam Jurgens to the Eagles a couple years ago when he was spot on. He wrote yesterday that the Broncos and Eagles have talked about an idea of a trade where the Eagles move up to 12 from 22 and draft Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. See, now at least there's something out there that I could at least
wrap your mind around. But still. Like, even if we get, say, for instance, Joe, we placate you. We get a corner.
Placate me?
Yeah.
This defense couldn't stop Mac Jones.
That defense still ain't going to be that great because we still don't, like, we don't know what the pass rush is going to be. We need to put more of our emphasis on the offensive side of the ball.
They've put all of it on offense.
I can't believe I'm riding so hard for the offense.
It's unbelievable.
But it's the truth.
You have lost your identity.
I've lost my way.
You have. We got Hassan Reddick. Don't need him.
No,
corners don't need him.
I'm trying to tell you what I see. I've been reading my favorite quote. I've been reading the tea leaves. And this is what the tea leaves are telling me, Joe. This is what they're telling me.
You know what the tea leaves told me?
What did they tell you?
The tea leaves told me they couldn't stop Mac Jones and Sam Howell from torching
them. But they did.
No, they didn't. They got torched.
But I mean, they won the game.
They won the game, but Mac Jones got traded for a sixth round. Like, do you guys realize two quarterbacks, Sam Howell and Mac Jones, got traded for peanuts this offseason? They threw for like 1,000 yards in three games on the Eagles.
had a good game. It's called a good game plan. They had a good game plan. But the outcome was the same. They didn't win the game. And that's the only thing that matters.
Can I answer a question you just asked like a couple minutes ago, Joe?
Yes.
Why we have Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley is a good enough running back to where defenses have to worry about him and get in the box, load that up. And you know what that means? Mm-hmm. That means fewer guys out there covering A.J. Brown, DeVonta Smith, Goddard, our new wide receiver three that we're about to get in the first round.
Do not speak this into existence.
Well, Joe, and the other thing is that it does is when your offense is on the field, you know what's not on the field? Your defense.
Well, that part, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's your best defense right there
offense,
is not being
baby.
On the field.
Yeah, the defense isn't going to be great next year. It's just not. We have to get over that.
I've been told that Vic Fangio is a magician.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I don't believe that.
Do
you?
No, I don't. If they go receiver in the first round, I am presenting Vic Fangio a magician's hat at training camp. We're bringing it to training camp. Because
you give me your magic wand?
Yeah, I'll give him the magic wand. Because Trey Turner's hitting 330, so I can't use it for him anymore. I'll give Vic Fangio the magic wand and say, you got to turn this into something decent.
And that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, because he's a magician.
No, because he's a good coach, and this is something that we haven't had here in a while. A good coach. And that's why I believe in him.
We had a good coach. His name was Jonathan Gannon. They got Super Bowl. Wait a second. He was a good defensive coach.
No, he was a good defensive coach.
And they got to Super Bowl.
And then all of a sudden, they took, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, they took stupid pills. And they just didn't do well.
Well,
last
I don't
year.
Think it was stupid. Well, there were some stupid pills, maybe. But I think the issue was they lost Javon Hargrave. They lost some pieces. They lost their two starting linebackers. They lost their starting safety. And I look at this offseason, I'm like, all right, well, they got Chauncey back, but they lost Hassan Reddick. They lost Fletcher Cox. We still have James Bradbury here. Doesn't anyone else lose sleep at night, the fact that he's still the starting corner of the depth chart? I do.
See, no, you lose sleep because you actually think he's going to be out there playing. I don't.
Well, it's because you believe in the Thundercats.
And I believe in the young Thundercats. Don't get it twisted. Well, okay. I believe in the young Thundercats.
You know what I believe in? I want to be with you. I want to believe in a Thundercat with pedigree.
Come with me.
No, I want one with pedigree, not a fourth-round pick.
No,
I want Keenan Mitchell.
Take his hand, Joe.
No.
take. What'd you say? Take my hand. Come with me.
I'm not heading down this path of corners with no pedigree. You guys are nuts.
Wait a minute, what's that? That's the Willy Wonka song, ain't it? Take my hand, come with me. With this
the world of
imagination.
Was yesterday Young Frankenstein or was that 2 days ago? Now we're on Willy Wonka.
But no, I believe that if they're coached up the right way, that these young guys can play. I really believe that.
The Willy Wonka.
We got to take a chance, man. You got to take a chance.
The Willy Wonka reference is perfect. You know why? Because more offense is like eating candy. I'm trying to get sustenance here, and you guys are just loaded up on sugar. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Joe, you know why Quez Watkins was only targeted 21 times? It's because he stinks.
He couldn't get open.
He's a scarecrow out there. Yes, give me another receiver. Because I don't think AJ is going to be here much more than a year, if that. And I can't. I'm just going to have so much fun watching AJ's head explode and see how he trolls everyone if they do draft a wide receiver at number one.
Well, that's he would. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be some sort of Instagram or Twitter response to that pretty quickly. Yeah.
And I kind of agree with what you guys were talking about earlier, what Kyle was talking about, and you keep the defense off the field. With your offense, just keep the Saquon grinding them out, catching some balls. Just keep going up and down the field. We won't have to worry about the defense as much.
Well, if they score as much as Hugh thinks, yeah. I mean, certainly there's a path there. But you know, man, we'd be asking the offense to be special. Not just, like good wouldn't be good enough.
Yeah.
If they draft a receiver round one, we would be expecting like literally 30 points a game.
Yeah. And real quick on the Sixers, I have zero faith in them. Zero. I meant to say that yesterday when that was brought up, but I don't think they get past this round at all.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff, I don't either right now. I hope I feel different after tomorrow night, and maybe they get – I mean, I think they should win game three back at home and get the series to a reasonable amount. But, I mean, with what happened in game two, I mean, we're basically asking them to win 5 out of 7 games because I think we all think they had game two won, and they just didn't get it in the column, right? It's a loss, but they really beat them and won that game. So it's a lot to ask. But tomorrow night is obviously everything on the line. Can't go down 0-3. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom, who's up next. What's up, Tom?
Hello?
Hey, Tom. What's up, pal?
Hey, I want to take you off speak.
Tom, you know, I'm just trying here to talk some sense into everybody because this is nonsense.
I agree with you 100%. I just want to throw some stats out to you, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, Mac Jones, week one, 316 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, all right? Sam Howell,
397 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Drew Lock, 208 yards, 1 touchdown, 0 interceptions. Baker Mayfield, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Do you guys see what I'm saying here?
No, all we don't. What
I see it. Yeah, I see it.
All them quarterbacks are either nobodies now or used to be nobodies. Baker Mayfield was nobody last year. Well, do you guys not agree?
What are you saying?
They got torched by journeyman quarterbacks, is what he's saying.
But the first quarterback you mentioned, I think, was Mac Jones. They beat him, right?
Yeah, but they got lucky. Yeah,
they beat him, though, right?
But that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is the offense is winning the games, but the defense is basically losing.
Listen, all them games were
close games, but the defense was letting them come close.
Tom.
Mac Jones, I'm a Patriots fan.
I hear you. I look at the board. I can see it. But, Tom, the bottom line is this. Your $200 million quarterback, well, I'm not saying yours, but I'm talking about ours, that's what he's paid for. That's what these offensive players are paid for. You know, the year that we went, like, and you, I'm talking to Joe right here, Tom, but you can chime in if you want to. The year that we played the Rams in the 2001 NFC Championship game, you know who had the better defense on the field?
You did.
And we still lost. That's my point. That is my point, because we didn't have enough personnel to stop Marshall Faulk in the second half.
But to be fair on that, but your offense didn't have close to what this offense has, right? Like, your offense in 2001, it was Donovan.
But if we did.
Well, but
if Donovan had A.J. Brown.
And Devontae Smith,
Brock Bowers.
That would have been enough.
And Saquon Barkley.
He wouldn't need the Brock Bowers.
It wouldn't have been a close game.
Yeah, okay. But this team has a lot of offense already. So he tried to pull that
my
over.
My fault, Tom. I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, you got it.
What you got, Tom?
I want to ask something with that, too. A couple years ago with the Patriots and the Rams, the Rams are the number one offense in the league, but they only scored 3 points on the Patriots' number one defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they totally shut them down.
They didn't have enough personnel.
No, they had plenty of personnel.
All the people the Patriots had was Julius Edelman that year.
Yeah, this obsession.
I agree with you 100%.
There's a fantasy football obsession. Tom, we appreciate it. I understand these receivers coming in every year are awesome. Like, there's a lot of good players, whether it be Neighbors or Harrison Jr., who we talked about last week in the context of the AJ stuff.
Good call, Tom.
I understand that there's great receivers coming in every year. We already got 2 of them.
Yeah, we could need one more wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt, sure, like in general.
A cornucopia.
It's a good word. It's not good to be a glutton. You got to even things out around here.
You have to, like, the bottom line is this. If I told you today, if I had a crystal ball and I said, listen, Joe, if we draft Brock Bowers with that 22nd pick, mm-hmm. we win in 2 Super Bowls. We're going to 3. We win in 2.
Of course I'd say yes.
So that's what that's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm here to tell you, with this defense, they're not coming
close
to a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Not
what I'm
close.
Telling you, with this offense – with the amount of time, like now, see, when I envision this offense with Saquon Barkley, Brock Bowers, Dallas Goedert, and all these weapons, you know what I envision? At least time of possession, there shouldn't be a game that we play in that time of possession is against us. We should always, should at least have the if it's a 60-minute game, we should have had a ball at least 30 to 40 minutes of that game, easily.
So when the other team.
We can slow the game. Yeah. I look at us, Joe. And I envision this offense being able to slow the game down or speed it up as they want to. We're the Indiana Pacers of the NFL. We got the fastest pace offense we can have, or we can slow the pace down. It all depends on how you want to play. Pick your poison. Pick how you want to get beat, because we're winning this game.
I mean, you're painting a good picture. But I don't know if I want to be the Indiana Pacers.
Well,
I'm
just talking about the pace. the pacing, not the record, the pace.
Okay, I want you guys to apologize to me next year. If everything goes the way you guys want, okay? When the game starts and the Eagles defer, right? They always defer. And N'Kobe Dean.
We ain't deferring no more.
Oh, no. They'll defer. They always defer. They would defer. And the other team goes on a 10-minute drive as Jalen Hurts and the first-round receiver and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith stand there and watch, because we can't cover and we can't tackle.
They better score first. And if you score, that's going to be the only time that you score.
Only time?
Yeah, because after that, we locking you down. I have that much faith in Vic Fangio. I really do. Can you tell I'm getting excited about it?
Yeah, I can. Can you? I'm excited, too. I'm excited for this not to happen. Is Vic Fangio going to be able to make Bradbury run again?
No, but he's going to put him in position, if he's out there, which I don't think that he will be, but he'll put him in position to be successful. I think that's what Vic Fangio is going to do. He's going to look at all of these guys. He's going to know their limitations. and he's not going to put them in that position.
What happened to this city? So Buddy Ryan somewhere is listening, and he's just hurt.
Nothing happened to this city, Joe. They've just always been smart. They've just always been smart about where the NFL's going, the trends.
That's not the trend. Defense was
No.
The three of the four teams in the title game last year, their defense was top five.
This is a myth. That defense is carrying these teams. The Chiefs won that game against the Baltimore Ravens because the Ravens couldn't score on offense. Their offense wasn't good enough, right?
The offense didn't score because the Chiefs' defense held them down.
No, the Ravens' offense was also screwing up, and Lamar Jackson folds in big moments in playoff games.
They didn't have personnel.
Here's the other thing, because we keep doing this. This is a fallacy in logic, that we keep looking at the Chiefs and all, like, their defense carried them to the championship. I will make this declaration right now. The Eagles, the gap in the Eagles' defense this year is bigger. The gap between the Chiefs' defense last year and the Eagles' defense this year is bigger than what the gap with the Eagles' offense can be to having Patrick Mahomes, like the equivalent of that.
I agree with that.
So let's close that gap, baby.
Because
the defense ain't going
to
do it.
No, I think the defense has to be at a certain level to win. And I don't. This defense they've assembled right now. And look, maybe I'll give you guys a maybe. Maybe they think more of their young defenders than I do, and they think they're all ready to pop, and then they think that side of the ball is better than I do. And maybe I'm wrong on that. But based on what I've seen so far, we looked at the depth chart. I got four guys. I feel like they're really good players. That's not enough.
I think there's something big that we're ignoring about what this defense was missing last year that can be fixed, even with the same personnel. Turning the ball over. The Eagles get more turnovers than they did last year, which I think is a big likelihood. They didn't get too many turnovers.
No, they were bottom five in interceptions.
So there will be regression to the mean in that regard. I think the Eagles are going to get more turnovers next year, which is going to be a huge step up for the defense.
Well, we need scorers.
No matter who the personnel is.
We need scorers.
Why did we pay this quarterback to just surround him with all these weapons?
We paid him because we feel like he's the heir apparent. And to Tom's point, Tom made a great point.
Go get Brock Purdy if you want a game manager that can just throw the weapons.
No.
Yeah.
We feel like we got a guy that's going to get us over the hump. That's why we gave him the money. That's why the hardest position to play and the one position you need to have be successful in the NFL nowadays has been proven by the kind of money that they make is the quarterback spot. The quarterback spot. Think about the Buffalo Bills. They missed their window, by the way, if you ask me.
I think they did too.
They missed their window.
I think it's over for now.
Like, and but they did it in a way where they went out and they drafted some young little stalwarts on defense to get the job done, but they felt like they had enough on offense to get them over the hump. And a couple years ago, they did. They were right there. They didn't get over the hump. Now they're going for a hard reset. They're going to be in for some tough times, man. They're going to be in for some tough times. Howie's ahead of the curve on this one. Howie's ahead of the curve because what he's done is he's gone out and he's going to get Jalen Hurts all the weapons that he can get him. And Jalen Hurts has a maybe 2 to 3 year window to take full advantage of all these weapons that he has, this dearth, this cornucopia, this glutton.
Yeah, I don't want to be a glutton.
Offensive weapons. Mm-mm. That he has. And he's gonna get us to the promised land. We might be going to New Orleans this year, Joe.
Yeah, maybe if they get a defense. So here's what I look at, and right back to the phones. 215-592-9494. I look at the last two times they played the 49ers and the difference of the two games, right? One was the NFC Championship game 2 seasons ago, and one was the debacle last December. 2 years ago, the Eagles came into that game with a top defense, a top pass rush, and they destroyed the Niners despite not having a great offensive day. They ran it well. Jalen didn't throw it well at all. He threw for like 100-something yards, and they blew the doors off the Niners. Last year, they came into the game with a far, far worse defense, far worse pass rush, and they got killed. They got destroyed.
Now, wait a minute.
If Shanahan goes against this defense, he's going to laugh at the Eagles.
Wait a minute. Now, I think you misremembered just a little bit.
What did I misremember?
That defense played well up to a certain point in that game.
They played well for two
and
possessions.
And then the offense started to sputter. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The offense started leaking oil.
The offense went to the red zone both twice in the opening and then only scored 6 points.
I got it.
Cash those in for touchdowns. We're up 14-0.
Yeah,
it's a different game, man.
It's a different game,
you guys
man.
Are living in la-la
land. No. What are you talking about?
49ers didn't punt for three quarters. They scored every
time.
Because
you put the defense in a bad spot because you were going to
They would have to throw more. We'd be up 14 points.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Points. That's a different game.
I think they could have played the game for 5 hours and not stopped the Niners again. I mean, like, that they could have kept playing
that
game.
We might not have gotten, like, absolutely boat raced.
All right, okay.
Okay, but then we're talking about the gap from there to now.
That defense started out pretty good.
And then
the wheels fell off the wagon.
No, wheels fell off. The engine was left on 95. Yeah, people were swerving around on the way home. Matt in Westchester. What's up, Matt?
That's a better analogy.
What's up?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
What's going on, man?
What are you thinking, Matt?
Before I get to my first-round pick, can I preface something?
Sure.
So long as we have Jeff Stoutland, I think we could pick someone off the street in Philadelphia, and he could be an O-line, almost all-pro second team.
I'll take almost.
Well, the Mailata, you know, the development and ascension of Mailata, Matt, does make you feel that way. It does. Mm.
But I'm pro Bowers first-round pick because I think we ignore the fact that, like, of the new rule change, that hip tackle.
Man, it's interesting. I mean, I was obviously kidding a few minutes ago about adding a second football out there, but the hip drop tackle does change things, and it could make the tight end in general, all of these guys, just, you know, more valuable because it throws over the middle.
Tight
it's hard to take those guys down.
Huge factor in the last few Super Bowls.
Yeah.
What do we say about tight ends? They can't be tackled by corners single, and they're hard to cover by linebackers. So, and we also, with the addition of Saquad, I mean, we're kind of playing into that role.
Well, they would be, right? They're adding just, like, physical, freaks, in a sense, right? Guys that are just, you get the ball to them in space, and they just not. Look, Bowers as a player, independent of the Eagles conversation and their needs, I think he's awesome. Like, he reminds me of George Kittle. He's probably going to be an all-pro kind of player in the NFL. So, like, obviously it would be cool to have him here. But don't you worry about the defense?
I feel like defense is something that we get through trades or we get through free agent acquisitions. We have never been historically, aside from defensive line, especially cornerback, we have not pushed out decent cornerbacks from the draft.
Well, you're right. I mean, other than Avante, who, you know, obviously was a mid-round pick and became a good player. You're right about that, Matt. And Matt's a good phone call. I mean, they traded for Slay. They signed Bradbury. They signed Bryce Huff. They obviously signed Reddick a couple years ago before trading him away. Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Now, maybe Howie has something extra up his sleeve where he could draft a offensive player early and trade for a defensive player. Maybe. I'm just looking at the big picture as they have the depth chart right now and the team right now. And it just feels, I just think Daniel Jeremiah, the perfect word, it's gluttonous. We don't want to be gluttons, Hugh. We want to be winners.
Yes, we do. Why not?
I want to win.
Like, listen, would you consider the Kansas City Chiefs gluttons?
Well,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No, they traded away Tyreek Hill.
No,
they moved off of offense.
They've been gluttony when they win the Super Bowls. They went back-to-back. That's being gluttonous. Yeah, somebody else win it.
No. That's different.
I want to be that kind of glutton,
Well, I
Joe.
Do, too.
I want that.
But if this tight end gets me that,
that's what I want.
Chiefs did it by moving off one of the best receivers ever.
And you know what?
They have
Patrick Mahomes, and he grew into that. We don't know if we got Patrick Mahomes yet. We don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be.
We don't have that. So I
want to put him, even though – our quarterback did go toe-to-toe with him at the Super Bowl. So I want to give him another weapon. I want to give him a tight end.
Doesn't he have
that's going to have an outlet. No.
What do you mean no?
He doesn't. You can never have too many weapons. Talk to that to them them NRA people when they got all the weapons and stuff. You can never have enough
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. They paid this guy a lot of money to make it work, and he's got enough to make it work.
He got enough. One more player.
We're setting up the excuses already.
One more player is not going to hurt.
You know what else might help him? You know, the defense getting a three and out every once, a short field every once in a while.
Like that
yeah, it does work like that. That.
Listen,
it does.
Listen, I love him to death, and I admire what he's brought to the table these 13 years that he's been playing. We got BG rushing the passer, though, dog. BG been rushing the passer a long time.
I know. It's a farewell tour now.
And you know, I'm not trying to let BG have his – let BG another Super Bowl ring, man. Let him just chill out, be on the sideline. You think BG would have a problem with a tight end if they were scoring a lot of points during the game?
I don't think he's going to have a problem with anything. BG's going to be fine at this point.
BG got a problem with
tight end. He's a team guy. 215-592-9494. Hit your phone calls coming up in the next segment. Plus, Mark Ross is going to join us, former executive in the NFL, used to be here as a scout with the Philadelphia Eagles, NFL Network. Now, what does Mark Ross see with this draft? Should what would he think if the Eagles go after another weapon? His assessment of the corners out there for the Eagles to choose from. 215-592-9494. We'll catch up with Mark Ross. All your phone calls as well on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk, my friends, over at FanDuel. Of course, you know here, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. How about tomorrow night? Three-pointers made, Maxi over, total points and Embiid under. First basket scorer, let's go with Kyle Lowry and more. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel. Official sports betting partner of the NBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!